just a devil with love to spare. So viva Las Vegas. Viva.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the most overplayed song ever. Viva Las Vegas. But the man who embodies that, of course, he calls himself the happiest mayor in the world. He's actually the 19th mayor of the city of Las Vegas. And, I mean, you can't get more visible than this guy as in terms of promoting a town. Oscar Goodman. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Hi, you, Mr. Greenberg. Let me tell you something. You're wrong on two counts. One, I'm the happiest mayor in the universe, okay?
Oh, that's stop.
Number one. I mean, let's get that straight. And number two, you can't play that song too much. It can't be overplayed.
Okay, hold on a second. Jeff, play the song again, please. Maybe not.
Uh-oh. Well, I'll play it here. We have it in every room of the house. There it is.
All right. Elvis lives in the body of Oscar Goodman. Okay, I love it.
That's good.
Now, you know, every time I go back at least 30 years, actually, I take that back. It's almost 40 years coming to Las Vegas. And working as a correspondent for Newsweek, and I go back to even like 1974 when we had the first gas crisis and a recession, and I remember Gerald Ford saying whip inflation now, and yet Las Vegas was recession proof then. It didn't seem to have a problem. Does it have a problem now?
Well, not as far as the recession is concerned. I mean, the whole world is suffering a little bit at this point in time. But the truth of the matter is, the most recent briefings I've had this past week would show that we're probably leading the league right now in home sales, which is extraordinary. Now, there are terrific bargains out there as a result of the prices being deflated over the past 6 months or so. But it shows that the public is understanding that Las Vegas is going to be the place where the growth is going to continue. We're the fastest-growing area in the United States. So I absolutely say that we're on the right track right now.
Do you get to a point, Mr. Mayor, where you reach the point of diminishing returns? Because every time I come here, I'm seeing more building cranes, seeing more developments, and yet in the last couple of months, I mean, I was here about, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, and I was staying over at the Bellagio right across from Planet Hollywood, and looking out my window 24/7, they were working on this massive project, right, City Center,
right.
24/7, I mean, I was stood at my window transfixed to see everybody working at 3 o'clock in the morning.
It is amazing. It's remarkable.
How is that coming? Because, I mean,
that's coming well. They had a little bit of a start with Dubai World indicating that they were going to delay their part of the funding, but that's been worked out to my understanding. And a couple of the projects have been held up because they're smart businessmen who are looking at doing smart business. So Echelon is on hold for a year, even though they started building it. The Plaza, they put that on hold. But if you look into our downtown, everything's a go. It's booming. The gaming revenues are up. We have all sorts of new development taking place. Diversification of the economy as well as gaming. And it's very exciting, actually, that we're moving forward in these very difficult times.
You know, you talk about diversification. I was really pleasantly surprised, I suppose, if not shocked, to find out that revenues from non-gaming now are exceeding gaming.
Well, that's what has happened in the evolution of the gaming industry, where they realize that they have to have the finest of restaurants. They have to have the best boutique retail shops. And, of course, those are the kind of places they have a very good bottom line. And the entertainment now is being looked at. Instead of a giveaway, it's a situation where you're going to be paying for the very, very best. So everybody's looking at this as a business right now. It's not like the old days where my wife and myself would go into one of the casinos and we'd sit down and they'd ply us with a drink and they'd give us an hors d'oeuvre and you look for a bill, there's no bill, and you're hearing great entertainers. It doesn't work that way anymore, but it's still the best value in the world for the money. There's no question about it.
All right, now I got to give you the Greenberg to Goodman question.
Go.
Water.
Water.
Yeah.
Water costs money, and that's the worst thing that's ever going to happen to us. So we may have to pay some money to have the water here, but I think we've been judicious in the way that we're planning for it. We've banked water over in Arizona. The lake has been dealt a very bad hand, basically since I've been the mayor, actually, for the past 9 years. We've had a drought as a result of no snowfall on the western side of the Continental Divide up in the Denver area. That's usually what happens. We get the snowfall. It then flows down through the Colorado River all the way down to Las Vegas, Lake Powell and the like. It just hasn't made it here, and Therefore, we're exploring other methodologies. We're talking about bringing in groundwater from the middle part of the state. We're talking in terms of trading water in exchange for salination-type plants in the California area. So we're on top of it, but we also have a very, very, very successful conservation program here, where even though our population has grown, our use of water has remained constant. So we're a little bit ahead of the curve.
You know, when I was flying into Las Vegas, and it happens like for the last year, actually, you know, if you're sitting on the right side of the plane coming into that runway, you can actually see how far that water level has dropped
at Lake Mead. It's extraordinary. But, you know, the same thing, if you go up to Lake Powell in Arizona, you're going to see the same thing. It's just a phenomenon that has taken place as a result of the snows not falling at the right location.
So if I know Las Vegas, if there's any historical context, or I should say precedent here, the sports books very soon will have over and under lines on the water.
As far as I'm concerned, they should have over or under lines on which way a cockroach is going to run.
Are you telling me that I can bet on cockroaches?
In my house you can, but there are no cockroaches here. I'll take the bet, but you can't find one.
See, he'll take the bet because he can't find one. See,
right.
you're already stacking the deck.
Absolutely.
Any thought, I want to go back to water for a second. Is there any thought of desalination?
Well, of course, we can't do it here because we don't have an ocean. But
I'm talking about laying a pipe all the way.
Oh, I doubt that. I think probably what's going to take place or negotiations will take place between California and the other states that are on the Colorado River Compact. And we'll talk in terms of paying them to build their salination plants, and then we will take the water that would ordinarily be theirs from the Colorado and use it here. That's probably the smartest way to go. But you know, we're never going to have a water problem in the sense that the spigots won't run. And if that ever happened, of course, we could always, you know, drink gin.
So you have a gin contingency plan?
I absolutely do. I'm like Marie Antoinette. I've often said, forget about this water. Let them eat gin. Drink the gin.
Well, you know, it's interesting from my window here at Planet Hollywood. Of course, you look out, you see the fabulous fountains at the Bellagio. If they were building the Bellagio today, would they have gotten approval to build those fountains?
Yes, because they have their own water circulation plant there. So basically, the only water that's being lost would be due to evaporation, and that's minimal. That water just goes round and round and round. We're very smart the way we use water. We use gray water for our golf courses, so we're not using potable water. Except for purposes of drinking and for cooking and the like. But the hotels have their own water plants. They circulate it. They're really not causing us a problem in the community.
Okay, now I'm going to put the tour guide hat on you.
And go for it.
Let's say I've never come to Las Vegas, and you're my tour guide. What's the one thing you want to show me and have me see that I'm not going to find in a brochure or in a guidebook?
I would bring you home to my beautiful home, which is on a tree-lined street. You wouldn't believe you're in Las Vegas, and take you to my backyard and show you my koi pond.
Ah, does it taste just like chicken?
No, because the koi are swimming in gin. I'm your conservation mayor.
Yes, when we talk sustainable and green, we're talking alcohol, ladies and gentlemen, with the mayor of Las Vegas.
Well, the good thing is that, you know, the city of Las Vegas, and we're not known for this, but really was remarkable. Last December, we went over to London and we got the World Leadership Award as the American City of the Year due to our use of alternative fuels for our city fleet, as well as a beautiful master plan campus for one of our community centers. And we're very proud of that because it shows we are at the forefront of sustainability. And in addition, the newest development in the downtown, which is called Union Park, we, I believe, are one of nine recommended LEED neighborhood recipients, which, once again, that's something that's very important to us.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, I remember, you know, a couple of years ago, you guys were one of the first cities in America to have the cabs run on natural gas.
Yes.
How many hybrids are out there now?
I can't tell you that, but 89% of our city fleet is alternative fuels.
That is very, very cool. I did not know that.
And it's very impressive. It really is. I mean, we're concentrating on this. We signed the Climate Protection Agreement back in 2005, and since that time, really, everything we're doing is for sustainability and green.
Well, I understand right now it's cocktail time, and that music sounds cocktail time, so go out, go fishing, go drinking with the fish.
Let's put it this way. It's 5 o'clock someplace.
You got it. Mr. Goodman, Mr. Mayor, Oscar Goodman. I love it. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. From Planet Hollywood, we'll be back with more of Peter Greenberg Worldwide right after this.